Hey guys, I'm Lauren Curtis and you're listening to my new podcast, Mental Makeover. I've been on social media now since 2011, and since then I've accumulated over 7 million followers across my social media platforms. So my life has changed dramatically for the good and for the bad because of social media. The whole experience has forced me to learn so many valuable lessons, and I can happily say the person I am now is very different to the person I was back then. Back then, I was young, I was extremely insecure, shy, unconfident, terrible self-image, never felt good enough, just a bit of a shell compared to who I am now. I'm so proud of the person I've become. It's always weird when people say, I like the person I am, because we're all so used to being so hard on ourselves, and it's like, you're a snob if you actually like the person you are, sadly. But I am. I'm proud of who I've grown up to be. I started when I was 18. I'm 26 now. And more than anything, I just feel content. And I don't know how you view the word content. I view it as just like satisfied, just happy. You have enough. You are content. Some people can view it as, oh, I've settled. I'm content. It is what it is. But no, content to me is the goal. Life is never perfect. Life is not always going to be sunshine and lollipops. And it's also not always going to be bad. But if you can maintain a level of contentment, then I think you're doing pretty good. Today's episode is all about self-image and how I transformed my self-image. And hey, I'm not perfect. I mean, I'm still working on my own self-image every day. I don't think it's something you'll ever just fully be 1000% okay with. I think it's something you've got to chip away at, but it's something that I've come really, really, really far with. And look, it's all really simple stuff, but sometimes you just need to hear it from somebody else. In the past, some of my biggest physical insecurities were my stretch marks. I have them on my boobs and my butt cheeks and on my inner and outer thighs, cellulite and wobbly bits. Wobbly bits. I remember when I first got stretch marks. They were red and purple, and I had Googled, I was probably like, gosh, 12. I had Googled like how to get rid of stretch marks, and it said vitamin E oil. I went to the $2 shop and for some reason very secretly bought this oil that my mum didn't know, as if that's something to be ashamed of. I don't even know what was going through my mind. And I started applying that to my stretch marks like religiously, and I feel like that is the first time I was ever aware of my body changing and not liking how it had changed. Ever since that moment, I did everything in my power to cover them up. I would not let a single human being on this planet, besides myself, see my stretch marks. I just thought they were horrible. Same goes for dimples and cellulite. I know they're kind of the same thing, but I have this vivid memory. I was on a brand trip with my girlfriend back in 2016, I think, and we were taking some little like swimwear photos. I hadn't really done that before. I wasn't very confident in a bikini. So for me, this was a big deal. Anyway, it was middle of the day. The sun was beaming straight down on us. And anyone who has taken selfies in bikinis knows that is not the best time to take photos. So the sun had not done me any favors. And I was looking back at the photos, and there was this one that I really, really, really liked. I mean, there were gorgeous photos in terms of the scenery was ridiculously beautiful, but my butt cheeks were very dimpled in terms of the sun had really cast some shadows. And I remember opening Facetune and thinking, you know what, I'm just going to edit them all out. No one will ever know that I have cellulite on my butt cheeks. Do you know how long that took me to edit? I had no idea. Editing out cellulite really did take a lot of time. It took me a long time. Anyway, I did it. I uploaded it and I got all these lovely comments, and I couldn't shake the feeling of guilt. First of all, I was contributing to this like unrealistic standard of beauty that I was very much aware of and not in support of, but I guess in that moment my insecurities were more important to me than that, which was quite a selfish thing, but it is what it is. You know what it's like when you've got a really raging insecurity about something. Secondly, I was worried that my followers would see me in public or in person and be like, oh, I didn't know Lauren had really bad cellulite, or I thought Lauren looked better than that. I thought she would look nicer. I didn't think she would have this. And I mean, even just saying that back, it sounds ridiculous, but as I just said, when you've got an insecurity about something, you think that everybody is looking at it. One last memory that I'll share with you. I was living in Sydney and I was wearing a little tank top and short shorts down to Bondi Beach, as you do. And back then I was tiny in terms of, it actually really concerns me that I thought that I was bigger than I was, because I was like 50 kilos maybe and just the smallest I've ever been, but yet I didn't see myself that way. So I walked down to the beach and I just couldn't stop focusing on the fact that my legs were probably looking really wobbly and untoned and unattractive when I was walking. I literally walked down to the beach. I felt so crappy about myself the entire time that I walked straight back to my apartment on a beautiful day and shut myself inside purely because of something so silly like I don't have toned legs. Like, how messed up is that? Enough of that. Let's talk about how I got to where I am now. It took me a long time to realize, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, that I am not special and that you are not special. No one is special when it comes to stretch marks, cellulite, and wobbly bits. It is something that if you are a living, breathing human being, you will most likely have. It is as simple as that. It doesn't matter how skinny you are, how toned you are, what color your skin is, how old you are. None of that matters. If you have skin, you will probably have a stretch mark or a dimple or a wobbly bit somewhere on your body. My boyfriend Reese is super muscly, super fit, and has stretch marks. And I remember thinking, like, what? What? I don't know how you managed to get those, seeing as your body looks like that. Like, how does that work? And just slowly but surely, I started noticing these things. I started noticing that people that I thought would never have a stretch mark, never have dimples, cellulite, you know, untoned body parts, had that. After that, I just thought to myself, look, I'm not special. I mean, I have stretch marks, I have this, I have that, but that's not going to change. I have this body for the rest of my life. Either I choose to love it, I choose to own it, or I choose to live in misery and shame for the rest of my life. I was in Bali and I had taken some selfies in my swimsuit, and you could see the stretch marks on my boobs. And at this point, I would normally go to Facetune, immediately smooth them out. You'd never know that I had them. This time, something just, I don't know, something had come over me, and I thought, I've just got to own it. They're not going to change. I've just got to own it and stop sending a false image of myself to all of my followers who trust me and trust my authenticity. So I published this photo unedited, and you can see the stretch marks, and in the caption I spoke about them and how I've struggled with them and all of that stuff, and the comments were incredible. I mean, my followers are, you will not find better followers out there, I will tell you that much. There were, of course, a few that were saying, like, you think that's bad? I can't even see them. Your stretch marks are nothing compared to mine. Mine are worse than yours. And I heard this quote somewhere recently. I'm not sure who said it. My apologies. But it said, just because the person lying next to you is in a full body cast doesn't mean your broken arm doesn't hurt. Just because there is someone out there that is worse off than you or has it tougher than you have it doesn't mean you're not entitled to feel pain or to be upset or to struggle. You are entitled to your feelings. As soon as I posted that photo, I cannot tell you how different I felt. It was like a switch flipped. It was, there's something so incredibly powerful about owning something that once had ownership of you. It was liberating. And I know we're just talking about stretch marks. I know there are much worse things in this world to be talking about. But as I just said, we all have our own things, and this is one of them. This ties into the next biggest realization that I had, and it is a simple one. You hating the way you look is not going to change the way you look. Stretch marks are with you for life, whether you like it or not. Yes, you can have treatments on them that can diminish the appearance, but at the end of the day, you'll always have some kind of mark there. It's just the way that it has affected the skin. So if you can't get rid of them, what are your options? You've got option one, hate them forever. never come to terms with them, never accept them, just focus all of your energy on how unsightly they are and how much you hate them. So that's a great option. The next option you have is number two, which is accept them, own them, and maybe even learn to love them. And I know that sounds like a far cry from accepting them. Loving and accepting is a very different thing, but I feel like once you've accepted something and you can just admire them for what they are, it's just like a little tiny silvery shiny thing on your body, and they actually look pretty cool, and the pattern they can create is actually awesome. And I love that some women consider them tiger stripes, like they're a pattern on your body. There are so many, everything in life is about perspective. If you change the way you view something, you can change your entire life, and I will go into that in another podcast episode, but for now we're talking about stretch marks. There are so many things in my life require my energy and my attention and my focus, and to give my energy, my attention, and my focus to my stretch marks isn't really the best use of that energy, to be honest. And at the end of the day, our bodies, this is another huge thing that I don't think we pay enough attention to. Can you even just please stop for a moment, maybe not if you're driving, that could be dangerous, but just take a moment to actually think about how incredible our bodies are. My body has carried me through 26 years of existence, of life. I've never broken a bone. I've never been seriously ill. I'm so fortunate. I'm so grateful for that. I know so many people can't say the same. But for me to have this body that treats me so well, that looks after me so well, with negative energy and a bad attitude is just so unfair. How on earth, like, who am I to completely disregard the absolute miracle that my body is and how good it has been to me by focusing on something so petty and unimportant as stretch marks? That's like saying you've got an amazing friend who's done absolutely everything for you, who loves you to no end, who has been there for you through thick and thin, who will always be by your side, who has your best interests at heart, and then saying, oh, but they have brown hair and I don't like brown hair. Honestly, it is that ridiculous. It's so unfair. And even if your body's put you through a lot, I know a lot of people who have been through a lot, have been through hell and back with their bodies. Your body doesn't want to be in that position either. Your body's natural, like, state is survival. It is trying to keep you alive. No matter what it's afflicted with, it is trying to keep you alive. Think about how many times you've had a cut and your body's healed it for you. Think about how many times you could have gotten sick, but your body protected you from it and you never got sick. But you didn't know that. You wouldn't have known that because you never got sick. So your body is doing a thankless job. It really is doing a thankless job. How many times do you look in the mirror and say, I am proud of the way I look. I love the way I look. I am strong. I am fit. I am healthy. I am breathing. I am alive. And how many times do you look in the mirror and say, I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I've got too much cellulite. I'm not toned enough. My legs are too wide. My thighs don't touch. My thighs touch. I'm too bony. I'm too short. I'm too tall. I'm too straight. I'm too curvy. And I know some days you are going to look in the mirror and no matter what you say to yourself, it's going to be a bad day. You're going to feel bad about yourself. I still have those days. I think it's human nature to have those days. But my point is that when you look in the mirror and you catch yourself saying something negative or feeling bad about yourself or having any kind of negative self-talk, nip it in the bud. As soon as you've said it, you've thought it, whatever, switch it, flip it around, notice anything, find anything about the way you look that you like. It could be as simple as, I am grateful to be healthy. I am grateful to be strong. I am grateful to be alive. I am grateful to be breathing. I am grateful to be a good person. I like my eye color. My hair feels nice today. My skin is soft today. My eyebrows look fabulous. Anything. It doesn't matter what it is. It's just about gratitude and positive energy, even if it doesn't come naturally to you and you have to spend 5 minutes finding something, it doesn't matter. It's the intention behind it. It's the energy behind it. And if you can get into a habit of thinking that way and looking for the good instead of the bad, your life will change. It honestly changed my life. Even just acknowledging why I think those things are so important and why I think they hold so much weight when it comes to my value as a person. Why did I think it was so important that no one saw these perceived flaws that I had? Is it because I already had issues with unworthiness or insecurities about the way I looked and people liking me? Probably. And so I thought if there was anything wrong with me, then that would just contribute to that overall like narrative that I've written for myself, and people would just continue not to like me. And that ties into my next point. And I did an Instagram TV video on this recently, if you'd like to check it out. It's called Your Appearance is Not Important. And it's essentially just, God, I'm laughing at it now because it's like, it took me so long to learn, but it's so obvious. You have so much more to offer than the way you look. You are not defined by the way you look. Our body, our appearance is decoration. It is a shell. It contains all of the important stuff, but that is all it is. It is this thing that carries our body through life. But what is truly important is what is on the inside. It's who you are as a person, how you treat others, how you give back. And that is where the story ends. There is nothing more to it. You do not need to overcompensate with your appearance. You do not need to make up for something with your appearance. You are enough as you are. You are incredible. You are smart. You are strong. You can do anything you set your mind to. And your appearance is just a bonus. That is all it is. I am so much more than my stretch marks and my cellulite and any other perceived flaws. I have so much more to offer to the world than the way I look. And that in itself has taken me a long time to learn. In the Instagram TV video, I spoke about how every time I've got a commitment, whether it be like an important meeting, a photo shoot, a job, a fancy event, whatever the case, whatever it is, my first thought was always, oh my gosh, I need new clothes, I need new shoes, I need a new bag, I need to make sure my hair's done, I need to bring my best makeup, I need to fake tan, I need to do all of this stuff and make sure that my appearance is on point, because if that's not on point, then, you know, I mean, my self-worth is less. I'm offering less. My value is less. And for what? Like, why? Why does that hold any? I know I'm a really good person. And I remember I did a video years ago where I said, someone asked me if I could change anything about the way I looked. What would I change? And I think I said I was happy with the way I looked. Which I'm actually surprised I said that back then, because I think I was still pretty insecure back then, but I'm glad that I had the confidence to say that at least. And the amount of comments from people saying that I was a snob, that I was full of myself, that I loved myself just because I was happy with the way I looked was mind-blowing. So it's this uncomfortable thing where you feel like people are going to judge you if you actually say that you're proud of the person you are, you are happy with who you are as a person and who you've grown into. And so I'm trying to take ownership of that, and I'm trying to flip the story so that anyone listening to this can also take ownership of the fact that they're an awesome person, damn it, and you've got so much to offer and that you're more than your appearance. And so as soon as I started changing the way I thought about myself and, you know, owning the fact that I have really good values and really good morals and I'm very authentic and true to myself and I haven't changed despite this craziness that has been going on since I started social media back in the day, all of that is something that has, you know, taken a long time to build up. And for me to completely disregard that because of thinking that my appearance is more valuable than that and holds more weight than all of that, that just doesn't make any sense to me. And I hope I'm still making sense. I just think we place so much importance on things that don't actually represent us as the person that we truly are. It's not a true, accurate representation or reflection of who we are as a person. Our appearance can't do that. It can't accurately reflect what's on the inside. It just doesn't. You can be this extremely attractive person and have a horrible personality, or you can be someone that most people wouldn't really consider that attractive, and they've got this amazing personality and everyone wants to be around them because their energy is contagious. And we all know those people that we spend time with, and then once we've left their company, we feel either better or worse for it. Focus on being that person that makes people feel good about themselves. Focus on being that person that makes people feel better for knowing you, for being in your company. That's the kind of thing we should be spending our time and energy on, not how many dimples we've got on our butt cheeks, how many stretch marks we have, all these stupid things that are so irrelevant in the big scheme of things. We have so much more to offer to the world than what we look like. And I want to keep on saying it and shouting it for the people in the back, because we honestly cannot say it enough. I cannot say it enough. We are constantly fed these images of what we should look like on social media, and we're constantly bombarded with images of perfection, or what we perceive as perfection. And in all honesty, it can be really hard to switch that off and to not let it affect you. So I know what it's like. Trust me, my whole career is based on self-image and how you look and how you present and how people see you. So it's been really tough for me to come to terms with all of this. It's been a long lesson for me, but I feel like I'm finally in a place where I can talk about it confidently and know that I am speaking my own truth. I'm not saying what I know is the right thing to say, what's, you know, the politically correct thing to say. I'm saying what is true for me and what has drastically changed my life for the better. There's also a quote that I love. I read it on Reddit. I hate saying that sentence. I read it on Reddit. That's why they called it that. Anyway, it says, "We'd care a lot less about what others thought about us if we realized how little they did." Basically, we're so in our own heads. We think we're so special that everyone's looking at us, that everyone has their eyes on us. They're all thinking about us and analyzing us, when in reality, they're thinking that about everyone else. We're all just so worried about what other people are thinking about us, when in reality, everyone's just thinking about themselves, thinking about what other people are thinking about them. It's just this vicious cycle. No one's looking at you and analyzing you. If anything, if people are looking at you, it's usually in a nice way. It's usually in admiration, not coming from a negative, judgmental place. And I think we've just got to realize that sometimes, that people don't think about us the way that we think that they do. We're all so worried about what other people are thinking about us that we're all in our own little bubbles, just panicking to ourselves. And it's really, really sad, because nothing good comes out of that. Nothing is achieved. It's just wasted energy. We just need to pull ourselves out of our own heads and just enjoy the moment. Be with your friends. Be with your family. Soak up the sun safely with SPF. Stop worrying about things that do not matter in the long run. You're not going to be on your deathbed thinking, "Oh, I'm so glad I was so insecure. I'm so glad I spent all of my energy and my time keeping myself locked away so that no one could ever see me, and I could never be exposed to the world and they could never judge me. And I'm so glad I was so guarded. I'm so glad I was so hard on myself." You're going to think of those amazing memories you made when you weren't focused on the negative, on things that don't matter. All it requires is a shift in your perspective. So let's quickly summarize. If there is something about the way you look that you don't like and you want to change it for the right reasons, and the right reasons are because you want to, for your own self-image, for your own confidence, not because somebody else has told you you need to change it, then change it. But if you can't change it, then learn to love it, accept it, and move on. You don't even have to love it. You can just learn to accept it and move right along. Stop focusing on what is wrong with your body and start focusing on all of the countless things that are right. Nobody's perfect. We've all got something we're insecure about. Nobody is looking at you. Nobody is focusing on you. We have this obsession with ourselves. We think we are so incredibly special that everyone's looking at us, when in reality, everyone's just so insecure about themselves, which is really sad. But everyone's so focused on themselves and how other people are viewing them that they're not even thinking about you. We're all so concerned with what everyone else is thinking, when in reality, no one's even thinking of us. And last but certainly not least, there is so much more to you than the way you look. You have so much more to offer the world than what you look like and your appearance. You have to focus on nourishing what's inside. That is all that matters. Just be kind to yourself. Give yourself a break. You deserve it. You're all amazing. Thank you all so much for listening to my first podcast episode. Very exciting. I've been wanting to do this for a very long time. So thank you for listening. If you did enjoy it, please leave a review on iTunes, I think it is. Yeah, I'm still learning. I actually don't actually know where you leave reviews, but I'm pretty sure that's it. You can also check out our Instagram, Mental Makeover Podcast. I haven't really put too much into it at the moment. It's just the place that will be housing all of the podcasts and extra cool stuff. So if you do like to keep updated with things like that, then be sure to like the page. And yeah, leave some requests on my Instagram at Loz Curtis. Wherever you follow me, whatever you want to do, I'm all good with. So I hope you all have an amazing day, and I will see/, this is weird, it's not seeing next time, I'll speak to you all next time. Woo! Bye, guys.